Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I've
seen you from afar.
Good. I miss you.
Do you though?
You're not next to me right now. You're at work doing the rookie, Team Bradford. So, but we wanted to do an episode.
Is that why my camera just basically, I'm not even joking, when I see you from the Zoom, it just says Ella Dijo. There's no he said. It just, you cut all that out.
Because I had to move the camera to the different angle.
I know.
And I didn't have time to really set it up properly so you see the entire room. So, sorry.
So it's the Ella Dijo show. So I'm on your show.
It's the Ella Dijo show, guys. How do you feel about that? What about the book? So this book that I guess we're writing, we have so many.
We are not writing a book.
Listen to me. God. We have so many fans of the podcast writing how much they will buy the book, and they were saying that it was that episode specifically was like the funniest episode we've ever done. People, like, we have quotes here of people. Do you want to read them? Like, just writing really funny stuff, and they loved it, and we appreciate it because it wasn't meant to be. Like, we didn't even know we were gonna go like like go on and on about this fabulous book from He Said, Ella Dijo that we're gonna write one day.
No one's gonna care about our book. All I care about
according to He Said, Ella Dijo followers, they all wanna buy it.
They feel bad for us. listen, I got a nice one of the nice comments I thought was really great was, it is amazing how you guys can laugh while taking shots at each other. This is a true relationship.
Good.
Yeah, people who know us, we take shots at each other all the time. I mean, that's part of our humor when we interact with all our friends that, you know, they get a kick out of us. But I think that's normal, right? You got to be able to poke fun at your partner and have it and receive it back. And we also give a lot of love too.
Well, sometimes you take it a little too far. And I usually laugh because I find you to be very funny. But there's been a couple of times that we're out with a couple of friends. And Eric always likes to make me look like I am a zero to the left, like an etcetera. Like
that's
I'm like dumb as
I don't
ass,
like to do.
Like I'm a dummy. And then he will make a joke.
Did you just say that you're as dumb as ass or that you're a dumbass? What'd you say?
A dumbass. That's not
okay.
What I said?
Okay, great.
There you go. Here he is again. Here he is again trying to make fun of my accent and my English.
No, the mic, I think, cut out.
Anyway, so a couple of times I'm like, Eric, you're making me look like I'm a little stupid when I'm actually very smart.
You are incredibly smart. I would never do something on purpose to make you feel stupid.
I know.
But yeah, I guess sometimes we go a little bit strong with each other.
But we
also show a lot of love.
Yes, we do. So what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about this first because this is actually a funny clip that we just posted recently.
Yeah.
Which is about the OnlyFans and the decal and the decal and all that stuff, which was actually a very serious topic in a way, right? Because this lady is driving to school and dropping off her kids with an OnlyFans decal on it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, as she's going through doing that, I'm reading an article in the news that just came out about Rachel Dolezal. And apparently this woman is a teacher. I guess she has quite an interesting past, let's just say, but she's just got fired from her teaching job over her OnlyFans account. So OnlyFans is bringing some people down. Now it's making some people very rich, but it's clearly a controversial site to be on. But this lady, let me just go back, because now that I've done a little research on this lady, she's a bit of a trip.
Why?
So, well, I'm understanding and learning now that apparently she identifies as African-American, but she's not really African-American. That's my understanding. And she's the head of the Washington NAACP chapter. She's the president. But she's born as like a Dutch woman. Am I wrong? Have you not read this stuff?
I know who she is. And I remember the first time that they brought it up because there was a controversy with this lady years back. I don't know exactly. That's why I know who she is. And she was, because everybody was saying she's not even African-American. Why is she representing us? And she claims that she is, but yeah, she's very white, but she will braid her hair. And the hair style was very much like African-Americans love to do their hair, which is very, very specific. It's beautiful. But yeah, it was like a whole controversy around her. But I guess now she's also into... This is the thing, Eric. Can you explain to me the dynamics of...
Oh, wait. So wait here. When she was a teenager, her parents adopted 3 African-American children and 1 Haitian child.
Okay.
So maybe that's
That's why she identifies as African-American.
But her parents are of Czech origin.
Okay.
And Swedish origin.
She feels that she's black. It makes her happy. It speaks to her soul. Anyways, let me ask you about OnlyFans. Have you ever been curious and have you entered OnlyFans? Have you checked it out?
I know. I never have.
Tell me the truth.
I haven't. I believe you have to actually sign up for it. It's not like something you can just sign, like Instagram where you can just scroll.
And you pay for a subscription, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they make money, right? So you can't just go on OnlyFans and just hope to browse and see something. No, you have to subscribe to someone's page.
Isn't it like a YouTube that you can enter and see different things? And if you want to really subscribe to a specific person, that's when you pay? You have to pay from the very beginning.
That's my understanding.
Okay, so.
Have you been to OnlyFans? Because you're drilling me. Have you been on there?
Never. That's why I'm asking you questions. I'm going to check it out now because I want to see. I'm very curious about the following.
What?
No, listen.
I'm going to check it out now too then.
No, listen. So. Is only like OnlyFans is only for people that is it all pornography? Is it there's nudity all the time?
No.
Or could you have an account and just talk about your day and just have people follow your life and your lifestyle without having to show any nudity?
No one's going to OnlyFans to hear about your day. That's my understanding for sure. Now, I don't think it has to be full nudity. You can be, a lot of people just do very subjective, you know, pushing the envelope type content. Like, how far can I take it? But the further you take it, the more money I think you can make. So my understanding is a lot of people go down the rabbit hole of like, oh, I'm just going to show a little bra. I'm going to show a little panty. Oh, maybe I'll just show a nipple. Oh, maybe I'll show both breasts. Oh, maybe I'll be nude.
And is it pictures or videos?
anything I think you want. I think people now, and I watched this documentary on it on Netflix.
Okay.
Because Bella Thorne had a whole thing that she was involved with OnlyFans for a bit, and she said she was doing it for a movie role. But some people go down the path of becoming full sex workers on it, film themselves engaging in acts with other people. So you can be a full-blown, in a sense, a porn star, or like you're in porn.
Okay, and then my other question is, so let's say there's 1,000...
No, I'm not going to sign up for OnlyFans now.
No. There's like 1,000 pages, right? And everybody has a different value. So if you subscribe to my page, right? Is it like, and I say, let's say I charge $50 a month for you to see my content. Somebody else can charge 25, 18, 5, 100, 1,000. Like everybody has different prices. Okay.
Yeah,
and then 100% of the profit goes to you with a percentage to OnlyFans?
Roz, I don't know. Why are you so curious? OnlyFans curious?
No, I just want to know.
Some people are bi curious. They're like, you know, are you?
No, I'm asking because listen, clearly teachers, educated people, not this lady, which is the president of the NAACP. You know what I mean? We're talking about people
educated people, all kinds of people. They can be educated to be on there. We're not generalized.
That's what I'm saying. Clearly, a lot of people are doing it. So that's why I'm curious.
It's fast cash.
It's easy money. I'm just going to show my titty and I'm going to make a lot of money.
Well, you don't have to show your titty. It could be all about the lead up. It could be all about the tease. It could be all about any of that too. People will pay for that.
Would you ever date any girl that has an OnlyFans account?
We have this. We've been playing a lot of Deal Breaker here at work. And you know Deal Breaker. We used to play this all the time, right? So we've been doing this a lot. And recently, True and I were talking about this because he has a friend that has like a full page and a full account. And I'm like, dude, are you in or are you out? And you find out that a girl that you were dating has a full OnlyFans page and does all kinds of stuff on it. He's like, I don't think I could do it. It's a lot looking for a lot of attention. I said, I agree. I think that's people that are seeking attention in all the wrong ways on how to make money.
Even if she's bringing $2 million a year, just working out of her house, just going, ooh, today I'm going to drink a coffee. And do you want to see, ooh, peekaboo? No, you didn't see it.
Peekaboo?
Yeah, like a little, and then they don't show it. And guys and girls go crazy about it. Will it bother you? If the girls go, dude, I'm making some cash. I'm bringing the bacon. I am self-sufficient. I'm independent. Why do you care?
I feel like you're really trying to figure out how you're going to ooh your way onto OnlyFans.
No, thank you. I'm not interested.
Listen, Denise Richards, Cardi B, Iggy Azalea.
Yeah. They're doing it.
Those are big people on there. Now, listen, you don't have
they don't need the money.
No, but you don't have to do crazy stuff either. You can still make money off your fans wanting to see you cook in the kitchen in your pajamas. I'm not kidding. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be like sexy stuff.
I don't understand.
There's a famous comedian, I can't think of his name right now. He's on there and he'll show his feet a lot. Because, you know, people will pay to see feet.
Yeah.
I've been asked to show my feet before on like social media and I just have to move it.
When? How? I don't remember anybody asking that.
Yeah, I get comments in there, Roz, about people want to see my feet.
Comments where?
Don't come after me. I'm just saying people have commented and said, show us your feet.
Are you getting a lot of direct messages that I don't know about?
Even in the comments page I've had, show us your feet.
So show them.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever
Show them.
No.
Go like this ridiculous. And show your feet one day. Go like this.
Oh, no. Show them your toes. Yeah, do it, Roz. Show your toes.
I can't do my toes. My toes are very ugly.
No, your toes aren't ugly. You have beautiful toes. You just can move your toes in ways that I don't think are normal or natural. And now our daughter...
I grew up as a dancer. They can spread. My toes are talented. My hair is talented. Look at my hair today. This is my natural hair. My hair can be curly, kinky, straight, super straight, however I want it. I'm just talented like that.
Our daughter got her toes. It's a trip.
It's good. Here, Bad Baby originally from Dr. Phil made over $18 million last year on OnlyFans, charging $23.99 a month. Are you joking?
$18 million?
Who's Bad Baby?
I don't know, but if he can make that, maybe we should do this. We'll get that house you want real quick.
$18 million, but doing what is my thing? Doing what? So what is the percentage of how many females compared to males are in OnlyFans?
Oh, is it probably more females.
More females than men?
Much more females. I'm pretty positive about that.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty positive.
Anyways, so you think if Tim Bradford, what happens if Tim Bradford opens an OnlyFans account? Do you think your producer and ABC will fire you?
That's a great question.
Can they?
I couldn't do it as Tim Bradford. You can't do it as Tim Bradford. I can't take the intellectual property of
Eric Bradford. Winter, which is Tim Bradford all over the world, hashtag Tim Bradford. So let's say Eric Tim Bradford.
What am I doing on the page? What am I doing on the page?
Showing your toes. No, I'm just joking. You are just driving. Guys, I'm going to work. Just lifestyle, like your lifestyle. You're not showing anything, nothing controversial, nothing.
No one's going to pay for that because they can get all that on TikTok and Instagram. No one's
Eric,
gonna care.
You'll make so much money. Listen, Bad Baby would be a little baby compared to you. I think you'll make $25 million.
He might be showing some stuff.
Ladies, do you want Eric to join OnlyFans?
Are you trying to sell me?
I'm just
confused.
Joking.
What is?
You're never gonna do that. I'll be the. Well, let me be quiet.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
All right, I have another topic I want to bring up. This is interesting. So a mom who gave her son's babysitter a chore list asked the internet if it was a good idea or not. And basically, she had her kid's babysitter come over and stay at the house for the night, and then decided to put together a list to leave the babysitter saying, if you are so inclined and you want to make any extra cash, $10 to organize the island, $10 to organize toys, $10 to clean the glasses, $3 to vacuum the couch, and so forth and so on. What do you think about this list being left to the babysitter? Do you like this idea? Do you think it's a little tacky to leave a list and not just have a conversation and see if they want to make extra cash? Or do you think it's smart?
I think it's perfect. She's not asking the nanny, listen, could you please do this? And leave it alone because I'm running late for work and I wasn't able to do it. So can you do this for me as a favor? Or can you do this? Or I need you, or I want you to do this. She's actually saying, listen, you have a choice. If you want to make more money, right? Instead of sitting around doing nothing, if you want to make more money, can you do the following? And it's up to the nanny to say, you know what? No, I'd just rather go on Facebook and just whatever. Yeah. And she has the right to say no.
Yeah, to her credit, she told the person, you're more than welcome to stay and watch TV and just sit on the couch if you want. But if you're ever making some extra cash, I think it's great. What I think is kind of funny, though, is like $10 to do this, $10 for that, $3 to vacuum the couch, $10 to scrub this, $10 to scrub the outside of the fridge.
But can I tell you something? I think somebody like you would appreciate that, Eric, because you are so specific when it comes to money. And you're always like telling people, what about this? But what about this amount? You always like, how you say that when you're like going back and forth and trying to...
Negotiating.
You're always negotiating. So this way, instead of just the lady, let's assume the lady does everything. And then, so how much do you want? And the lady goes, well, whatever you want to give me. No, but tell me, how much do you think? Is it $20 okay? And the whole back and forth of the confusion of it all, this way is very crystal clear. If you do this, this is the amount. If you do that, that is the amount. So everybody's clear. The nanny knows exactly what she's getting herself into, how much she's getting paid, and she can decide yay or nay. I think it's perfect.
It's kind of funny, but out of all the chores, the girl can make $68.
It's okay. I mean, for a worker, a nanny, $68 more a day, it's good.
I know, but it's a decent amount of stuff to do. I don't know. Maybe I think, hey, you want to do all the stuff for me, I'll give you an extra $100 or $150. I mean, it depends on how much you're talking to do.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's bad. You're being upfront. You're laying it all out, but you're right. The nanny can easily say no. But then you don't think if there's a fear, the nanny's like, well, what if I don't do this? I might lose my job.
No, because she wrote it down. It's perfectly okay if you don't do it. I'm not going to take it the wrong way. Listen, we're very blessed. We have a nanny that, because the kids are in school now most of the time, and she's still working full time, Delmi makes herself super useful. She's still getting paid by the hour, but she does everything. Like, our nanny is our world, to be honest with you. You and your mom. Our nanny does everything. It's incredible.
Yeah, and I think it is important for anybody helping around at home, right? Like, if you've done all you're doing and you're being paid for a day, I think it is important. And I think it shows a lot of character to continue to do things at the home when you're not technically on, you're being paid, but you're not doing what you were signed up for. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you're being paid to watch the kids are gone all day. I think it shows a lot of great character if someone's like, you know what, let me keep myself busy.
Yeah.
Versus just taking the money and sitting there.
And I'm sure there's a lot of them that do that. A lot of them will just sit down and just do nothing and be on their phone going, for sure they will do that.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad at the note. I think it's a clever way of doing it. I think, listen, it's all negotiable. The girl could easily come back and say, hey, I'll do everything on this list if I want $75.
Which is perfectly fair. It's perfectly fair. And she has all the right to do that. I'll do it all, but this is the amount that I'm comfortable with. And then it's up to the boss to decide yes or no. I think it's fabulous. And I thought it was very respectful. Let me tell you something. We had a lot of comments because I was complaining. We were just joking about how I I'm doing the dishes and I'm so OCD with dishes. And then you, right when I'm done, you put something else in the sink and it drives me crazy. And then people were writing like, how come they don't have a dishwasher? And I'm like, that'll be like that.
We do.
I'm going, guys, we have a dishwasher. It's just that.
But we don't put everything in the dishwasher. You can't put everything in the dishwasher.
You're exactly right. Like if he's using the pans and the pots and things to do omelets and pancakes and that, we don't put that inside the washer. I have to do all that. Anyways,
and
I thought it was very funny.
Like, yeah, exactly. No, but she still does like to. But you know, you decided to cook up a storm this past week, which is interesting. But then you wanted to.
I just did more filet mignon. I made you chicken with yogurt. I made you turkey. I have, what else did I make? I make a yuca pastelón with ground turkey inside. That's what I did all morning.
Guys, I'm so lucky. I love having housewife Roslyn at home, taking care of the house, making sure I come home and she greets me with a kiss and a smile.
That is his happy place, ladies. When I don't work and I'm home dealing with the kids and cooking and cleaning, that is his happy place. And he gets to see that maybe once, maybe 1 month out of the year. So enjoy.
Wow. Wow. Already trying to plan her escape.
I leave.
You know, I leave for that long, but okay. Here's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Couple has sex out in the open during a Travis Scott show. I guess he is doing a show pre-Super Bowl in Vegas at a nightclub, and some people staying at the hotel, you have a window that is left wide open, I guess, so you can actually see a lot of the concert, and they chose to fully go at it in a location basically where everybody could watch them screwing around. And people are wondering if they knew they were being watched. I argue 100% they knew they were being watched because it feels too obvious. What do you think about that? You think it's ballsy? Could you ever do that?
Do what? Have sex in the middle of a...
Where you think that people... No, where people can... Not, they're in the middle of a concert. They were in a hotel room. But it's just... It was in, near a window where everybody could kind of see what was going on. So a lot of people were super offended. But would you ever put your guard down in a sense that you're being romantic with your partner and it's questionable if people can see you or not see you?
No, never. That's me.
Only fans would not work for you.
Never. Only fans will never work for me either. No. Listen, no, I think they're doing it. Did they think that the people were not looking? For sure they know what's happening. They're doing it to be exhibitionists, I'm assuming. And some people love that.
Do you think, should they be charged with any kind of, you know, public indecent or
the problem? No,
exposing themselves.
I don't think so because they're in their room. They're not even in the balcony, right? They're actually in the room where people can see. They could easily say, we were not in public. We're actually in the privacy of our room. And we didn't know the windows were not tinted or whatever. I don't think there's a case against them.
No, I agree. And they could probably argue that they didn't know anybody was watching, even
exactly.
If they did know.
Exactly. But that's pretty crazy. That
it's ballsy. I mean,
it's ballsy. You remember, guys, we went to a wedding once in here in California, in Sunset Boulevard, in this beautiful hotel. It was a couple friend of ours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was crazy. And the wedding was out in the pool, outdoor area. It was stunning. And the couple is on the little stage, and you have it wasn't a priest. How do you call the person that is conducting the, like Nino does that for weddings. He's the...
Yeah.
Officiator, whatever, of the wedding?
Officiate, yeah.
So we're at the wedding. It's so beautiful. And then we look up, the same thing, because it's a hotel, and we can see all the balconies, and they can see us. This couple, two guys, come to the balcony, put their pants down.
Remember, our friends getting married are a gay couple. So we're at their wedding.
Yes.
We are
at the wedding. And these guys come to the balcony, like right to the balcony, and put their pants down. And they start like, how do you say, spooning? Spooning? No.
They started acting like they were having sex.
No. They, you know when you go to the window, like
yeah,
in a car, and you take your pants and you show your nalgas, your little booty. How do you call that?
Well, it started with that. It's like a BA. Like they were showing their bare ass. They were BAing everybody in the crowd, showing their bare butts. But
yeah.
Then it got even more graphic, and they were trying to simulate sex.
I know.
On the balcony. It was so offensive. It was actually awful.
So the entire attention, instead of, it wasn't the wedding, it was, we were all mortified, like appalled, and we're looking at this whole thing and they're laughing. It was just so sad. So then security showed up and we saw when they took them away, and it was just so unfortunate. People suck sometimes.
But I don't think they got charged with anything. I doubt it. They probably just, they were being idiots.
Idiots.
But people do dumb things like that to get attention. So it's, you never know. Maybe this is what the concert did.
What about Granny Panties? Having,
I know, you know,
moment.
We talk about granny panties a lot.
And I am so happy.
But this is what's ironic. People are just using granny panties as like a leotard. They're just wearing them outside.
Yeah, that part is what I just love the fact that, because guys, there's nothing more uncomfortable than jean strings and thongs. I don't care. And we have to use it because, you know, we go out, we don't want the jeans or the dress, or we don't want the panty lines to show. So we do thongs and jean strings. I hate them, and they're all that I'm getting, the more uncomfortable I get. So I am so happy. I always have granny pants, right, Eric? I go to bed with granny pants, and all day I have granny pants. They make me happy.
But would you ever wear granny panties on the red carpet? That I want to see.
I mean, they won't look like granny panties because they're going to be from a designer looking incredible, and you do your how you call, medias. How do you call pantyhose, but the fancy, beautiful hose. And that, I mean, you can make a fashion statement with that, and it will look very cute. It will be, is it my first choice? You know, it has to look pretty amazing for me to do that. But I'm just happy that granny panties are having a moment. Oh, there's a picture here of, who's this? I don't know who she is. With granny panties. Yeah, you see, I wouldn't do that. That's not very cute.
I think Roz early on in her red carpet days would have rocked that style. But now, older Roz is a little bit more mature about her choices on the carpet now. A little less booby, a little less cleavage, a little less full body exposures.
Because when I started, listen, when I moved to this country, I was so young, and it was all about,
it was all about showing.
Roz was up, let me show my, I was so proud of my stomach. It was all about show. But now, listen, when you're 50 and you have kids and you're married and you know, you're more mature, and you start thinking about, is it responsible? Should I be showing so much cleavage? Are they going to take me seriously? I'm a grown-ass woman. Let me be more mature, more elegant, more classy, more refined. But once in a while, it's okay to be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to show a little booty. Why not?
With the granny panty.
With the granny
panty.
Oh,
panties. Man.
Anyways, what else?
How are you holding up? I know you and Sebi, you know, raising kids is tough.
Why do you say that?
Raising kids is tough because I feel like their job is to always push our buttons constantly. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are absolutely right.
Well, I'm here for you today. I'm thinking about you. You're going to get through. We both have gotten our buttons pushed quite a bit. Roz had a rough one this morning. I was at work, but you know what? When you're the mom staying home, doing all the tough work after you cooked for me, and now you got to deal with the kids all morning, and that is a lot of work. It is not easy. I have so much appreciation for stay-at-home parents, say moms or dads, whoever is the stay-at-home person, if both aren't working. It is one of the most challenging, difficult, most rewarding jobs on the planet, because you take the good, but you also get dealt the bad, and it hits hard.
She won't be talking
so
to me today.
To say, any stay-at-home parent.
Yeah. Guys, the thing is that kids nowadays, and I think it's always been like this, but nowadays I feel it's like it's more prominent. You know, they like to test you and push. And if you don't nip it at the right age, at the right time, they can become out of control, you know? And we're so mindful to have these kids have an incredible emotional intelligence, you know, and not spank or hit and do things very different from the way that we were raised, you know, because they're so smart. But at some point, you have to let them know, I'm the boss, so don't try it on. And if you continue, it's not going to be pretty. And they don't appreciate it. They hate it. They realize, oh, I think I crossed the line. So now I'm going to cry. So now I'm the victim. So maybe they'll apologize when they should be the ones apologizing to you. But you know, live and learn.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough gig. It's a tough gig. But you're holding it down. Thank you for having my dinner ready when I get home. I love you.
Oh my
God. Can I get my feet are a little sore, so when I get home, could you give my feet some love? And
I'll
see you in a few hours. All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right. By the way, everybody, thank you again for listening to us. If you have any other questions, we always say anything you want us to talk about, please send us DMs at He Said Adio or email us at ericandroz@iheartradio.com. Till next time. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandroz@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.